I'm here with Ivan Botkazu, and we're going to be discussing the work he does and also his hobbies. Hello, Ivan.
Hello.
First of all, I'd like to ask you what it is you do for a living.
What I do for a living is writing articles about classic cars, old cars, and also photographing them. It came naturally. I didn't do a photography school, but I liked photography, and so I progressed. When I was 27, I had the chance to be employed by a publisher specialized in classic cars and classic motorcycles. So it was 25 years ago. So it lasted until 2006. And then I became a freelance journalist, so I left the magazine. Most of my work is working at home, thanks to internet. Sometimes I go out to do reports, either on outings, exhibitions, rallies. But most of the work is about specific cars. So I test the cars and I write about their history and about the way they feel at the wheel. I work for some magazines, mostly specialized in English cars, American cars sometimes, and Mercedes-Benz cars, which are a passion for me. My other interests in cars are the coach-built cars, especially Italian cars from the 50s to the 70s, so the golden era of coach building in Italy, with such names as Bertone or Pininfarina, or less well-known Vignale, who worked for Ferrari. Or there was also a freelance stylist I'm very fond of, whose name is Giovanni Michelotti, who worked for many coach building houses in Italy, and for car builders too, especially Triumph in England.
You mentioned Mercedes, and I know you're very interested in Mercedes, but why Mercedes? What's special about Mercedes?
It was the pioneer of car making. So at the beginning there were two pioneers, so there was Daimler on one side and Benz on the other side. So they merged only in 1926 to form the Mercedes-Benz. But both were pioneers about at the same time, so the end of the 19th century. The extraordinary thing is that they always have an ambition for excellency in every field. So they build as well passenger cars, racing cars, trucks. So they have a fabulous history. And this history still goes on.
And you've owned them?
Yes, I have four Mercedes-Benz. One old, one classic one, which is a 220 SE Coupe from 1963. Two younger ones, 190, which is the everyday car. And two 220 CD from the 90s.
What's your favourite model?
Without consideration of price, it would be obviously the 300 SL from the 50s, the famous gullwing car, the car with the doors attached to the roof, and the roadster version too, because they were truly exceptional, as they were really a racing car disguised in civil cars. Because of the beauty of the lines, because of the performance, they are sort of an icon. I love my own car too, because it was styled by a Frenchman who worked for Mercedes-Benz at the time, and so it's quite a privilege to meet the person who styled your own car. There are many other models too. In pre-war cars, there are the racing cars, of course, from the 30s, and one special car which was built for the then king of Iraq. A unique model, which was quite fantastic, and which still lives in Iraq, believe it or not.
Ivan, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm sure that our listeners will find that fascinating.
Thank you very much.